New heading, the execution quotient, sometimes called XQ. Organizations need a new way to express and measure their collective ability to focus and execute. Again, we call it XQ, the execution quotient. Just as an IQ test uncovers gaps in intelligence, an XQ evaluation measures the execution gap, the gap between setting a goal and actually achieving it. The XQ score is a leading indicator. Remember now, a leading indicator, not a lagging indicator, of an organization's ability to execute its most important goals. It's no longer necessary to wait for the lagging indicators to tell you whether you've succeeded or not. By asking workers 27 carefully crafted questions that take about 15 minutes to answer, you can get at that leading indicator. Can you imagine the power of doing an XQ test from the grassroots up every 3 to 6 months? One that gives an accurate picture of the degree of focus and execution of the organization? It can be done formally and informally. Think about it. In 15 minutes, 27 carefully crafted questions. In fact, the more mature the culture becomes, the narrower the difference will be between formal and informal information gathering. Then, based on the XQ questionnaire, strong grassroots cultural impetus will be given to aligning goals between departments and divisions so that the strategic critical priorities would be constantly focused on and executed. This would drive the knowledge worker age model into the age of wisdom. If you are interested in taking the XQ questionnaire without any charge to personally assess your individual, your team's, and your organization's ability to focus and execute on top priorities, go to www.the8thhabit.com/offers. Again, www.the8thhabit.com/offers. After registering, you will receive directions on how to take the test. After completing the test, you will be given an XQ report that summarizes your assessment and compares it to a composite average score of the many thousands of respondents. Further information will be given on how you can measure your entire team or organization. So hopefully you're beginning to see how the 8th habit, find your voice and inspire others to find theirs, is another way of saying, use the empowering knowledge worker whole person model. Apply the 7 habits, that is personal greatness, the 4 roles of leadership, leadership greatness, and the 6 principles or drivers to execution, organizational greatness, to that model. We now move to the pinnacle of the 8th habit, using our voices wisely to serve others. But before we do that, let's examine a key question that I'm often asked. What is the difference between what you have traditionally taught as the 5 elements of a good win-win agreement and the 4 disciplines of execution? My answer is, at the basic principle level, there is no difference at all. The difference lies in semantics, that is, how words are being used and defined, and in the overall context in which the 4 disciplines are placed. Let me explain more fully. The 5 elements of a good win-win agreement are 1. Desired results, 2. Guidelines, 3. Resources, 4. Accountability, and 5. Consequences. The first 2, desired results and guidelines, are basically embodied in the first 2 disciplines of execution, establishing the WIGs, that is the wildly important goals, and a compelling scoreboard. As discussed earlier in the book, ends and means are inseparable. Therefore, the accomplishment of desired results with the achievement of the WIGs can be interwoven when done in principle-centered ways. The third element of a win-win agreement, resources, is implicitly involved in the third discipline of execution. Translate lofty goals into specific actions. The 4th and 5th elements of a win-win performance agreement, accountability and consequences, are explicitly involved in the 4th discipline. you hold each other accountable all of the time. Since consequences are the natural result of the accountability being given, they are also implicitly involved. The great advantage of the four disciplines approach to execution and team empowerment is that it comes out of a research-based study of execution gaps. The larger context of how the industrial age model produces those gaps and how the knowledge worker model fills them.